Hello, podcast listeners. Matt Smith here, just dropping something into your podcast feed to give you a quick update of what you'll be hearing from in the immediate future of Emperors of Rome. We've just finished our episodes of Commodus, and as a result, say goodbye to the Antonine Dynasty. So now Rhiannon Evans will be taking a bit of a break.
I don't think I'm taking any break. You make it sound like I'm going off to the farm. I'm taking a bit of a sabbatical in that I won't be covering future emperors.
And so, there's a reason for that, though, isn't there?
There's a very good reason, which is that I did a boring old classics degree in the days when classics ended in about 120 CE. So we're already treading beyond where what I'm used to. And we need someone much more modern and up to date to carry on with what I think of as late Roman history.
I like how that's modern and up to date. Late 2nd century BCE is modern.
It's so far beyond my expertise. I could carry on kind of muddling my way through, but I think people deserve better than that. However, I'm not going away because Matt can't escape me. We're at the same university. And I'm going to do whatever I want, basically, a bit of social history and probably do a bit of time traveling and go before the empire, because there was Rome before the empire.
Do you have anything specifically in mind that you want to talk about in later episodes?
Do you want me to be specific and commit us here, though?
Sure, I can edit it out if I don't like this.
We will certainly have some discussion of the Roman Republic and the characters who led to its downfall at some stage. Mm. And of course, we won't be able to avoid the big JC, Gaius Julius Caesar. But there were many more people involved in the end of the Republic, and it started much earlier than you might think. I'm also interested in covering some social themes like the position of women, topics like adultery, crimes, slavery. Mm. Slavery has been a big topic that we keep saying we're going to cover and we never quite get around to it. We haven't, have we?
I don't know. I'll have to check.
I don't think we have.
All right. So to clarify, in the next couple of months, we'll be hearing episodes on different topics with both Rhiannon and other guests. Then starting in October, we'll be moving the story forward again with the emperors. We've finished with the Antonines, so now we move on to the Severan dynasty. And for that, I'm excited to be joined by Dr. Colleen Davenport. He's a lecturer in Roman history from Macquarie University in Sydney. And if you want to make him feel welcome on Twitter, he's Dr. C. Davenport.
Yeah, I suppose I sort of started off looking at the 3rd and 4th centuries AD, so sort of the period from the late Antonines to the Severans and then to Constantine and successors. And I started off looking at the transformations of the Roman army and administration in this period, because you really see this overhaul in both these institutions between the early empire or Principate and then the late empire, which is sometimes called the dominant as well. I mean, you get senators no longer commanding legions. There's a whole new military elite that rises up from the ranks. And then there's a real configuration of power, because you also get emperors rising up from the ranks of the legions as well. And from that, I sort of broadened my interest to Roman emperors in general, what people think about them, how they interact with the people, how they articulate their ideas and ideology to people not only in Rome, but also throughout the entire Roman world.
Yeah. From what I've seen from the landscape of classicists, you seem to be quite a rare breed. When I talk to people who are experts in Rome and who study Rome, they always seem to be skewed towards the earlier side of the Principate or the Roman Republic.
Yeah.
And I was absolutely stunned to come across somebody who goes so much in depth into the later emperors.
Well, I think it was because in my undergraduate degree, we didn't go beyond Trajan.
Mm. Sorry, can I just ask
first, of course.
Is that an accurate perception on my part? Do you find that as well?
I think, yeah, definitely within Australia, people tend to specialise in the late Republic or the early empire, or both, or people might tend to specialise in late antiquity.
Yeah.
Whereas I try and bridge the gap between them and really look at emperors and emperorship from Augustus through to the late empire.
Yeah.
Because I think there's real continuities there. I mean, there are people throughout the world who also do that. There's quite a few in Germany in particular. But in the Anglo-Saxon tradition, I suppose, which really stems from the Oxford tradition, which is the old Oxford classic syllabus, which sort of is dictated by the literature. And after Tacitus and Juvenal, that's when the classic syllabus wraps up, and then modern history begins with Diocletian and the Tetrarchs. So there is this big caesura, really, this big break between Hadrian and Diocletian, in which fall some of the most interesting emperors, Hadrian, Marcus Aurelius, Commodus, Septimius Severus, mid-3rd century Gallienus, and these are people that really reshape the empire into what it's going to be in the late Roman world.
So that's what the future holds. Hopefully we'll hit a happy medium for those who still want to hear from Rhiannon, but also want the story of the emperors to continue forward with Culain. Ultimately, I hope that you'll stick with us and enjoy learning about Roman history. The next new podcast out next week will be on the borders of the Roman Empire. So until then, I'm Matt Smith, and thanks for listening.